up the authorized version of the Holy Scriptures that's before you in the pew, and turn with me to the book of Job. The book of Job at the chapter 19. And we're reading from the verse 23, the last seven verses of this chapter. Chapter 19 of Job and verse 23. Job is the speaker. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worm destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God. Whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. But ye should say, why persecute we him, seeing the root of the matter is found in me? Be ye afraid of the sword, for wrath bringeth the punishments of the sword, that ye may know there is a judgment. And God shall stamp with his own divine seal of approval and blessing this reading from his very own infallible book. I take the promise Holy Ghost, the blessed power of Pentecost, to fill me to the uttermost, I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, amen. You may be seated. Job chapter 19. Verses 23 to 27. Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven with an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. These are the words of a man, and he is in the depths of a terrible disease. He's faced to face with death, and he's surrounded by despair. And yet in the midst of his calamity, God in grace gives him a vision of the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. The uniquest vision of the resurrection in the whole Bible, many centuries before it took There are seven things here that we must give our careful attention to. First of all, there is this desire born in the heart of this afflicted saint of God for the eternal publication of what he says. He says, I want to go on the record. I don't want it to be an ordinary record. I want it to be an extraordinary record. What do I want? He said, I want my words to be written. I want them to be recorded. I want these words to be published. I'm not speaking in a corner. I am speaking that the whole world and my generation and coming generations and all coming generations will get this message. What a prayer from a man who has lost his whole family, who has lost all of his possessions, who has lost all of his prosperity, who has lost his position and all his privileges, and has now lost his health, and he's covered with the leprous boils from his head to his toe, and he's sitting in sackcloth and ashes, and he's tormented by so-called comforters who are pointing the finger at him and telling him he's a rotten hypocrite. He's a dirty sinner and he deserves all he's getting. How far they were from the truth. So far that when God restored Job, he said to those three men, get you to Job and ask his forgiveness. For if Job doesn't pray for you, I will do nothing for you. So God was on the side of Job, and God vindicated Job in his stand for truth and righteousness. But in the crucible, he taught him the lessons that he needed to learn. And Job goes on. He says, oh, that they were printed in a book. Job had no conception of how God was going to answer this prayer. God did put those words on the written page. God did print a book and put those very words into that book. Job went on and said, it must be a special book. I want them graven with an iron pen. I want them to be so deeply engraven, they cannot be erased. And hundreds of years from now, and millenniums will pass, but I want my words still to be written. And he said, what is more, when they're graven on the rock, I want God to put the lead, the hot lead into them, so they're leaden into that rock and become imperishable words. And what did God do for the prayer of his servant? He did everything he asked. And tonight, we have these words written. We have these words in the book. What book? The book of God. And when heaven passes away, and earth is no more, the words of Job will still be in the book. What an answer to what a prayer. And then he said, I want you to write them with a pen of iron. And God engraved them indelibly on the rock granite of the everlasting ages of his everlasting word. And I want you to pour the lead in and make them everlasting type so that the whole world will hear them. And tonight, centuries and millenniums have sped away, but the words of old Job are still written in the book. The words of old man Job are still written with the pen of iron, and they're leaded in God's rock book forever. And as long as God lives, the words of Job settled in heaven, in God's copy of his word, shall last forever. And forever. Eternal publication. Then look again and you'll find an individual affirmation. He says, For I know. What does he know? I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Amidst his ruins, old Job made an affirmation. He says, you are miserable comforters who have come to speak with me and talk with me. You're miserable comforters. I'm sitting here and I am in ruin. My business is in ruin. My family is in ruin. There are 10 graves out there. And my whole family is interred in those graves. And here we are tonight. And Job says, I've lost my children. I've lost the support of my wife. I have lost my health. I've lost my place in society. I have lost everything, but I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Wasn't that some word? In such circumstances, to be uttered with such vigor and with such strength and with such power and with such grace. What a word. I know. What an individual affirmation. I know. Oh, I have been in darkness. I have been in sorrow. I have been on the very verge of hell. I have been depressed as no other man has ever been depressed. I have been stricken as no other man has ever been stricken. I have been the target of satanic attack. But I know that my Redeemer liveth. Notice he's not referring to somebody else's Redeemer. He's referring to his own Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Now look at the third thing. This prophetical anticipation. He says, he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. He's looking forward. Oh, I'm sitting with these boils that have lacerated my flesh and are oozing with their leprosy out of my body. But I'm lifting my eyes, and I'm lifting my ears, and I'm lifting my heart to God. And I am saying, the latter day is coming. The latter day. Think of it. That he could lift his eyes away from the present circumstances. He could look beyond the advent of Christ in Bethlehem. He could look beyond the advent of Christ's death and burial and resurrection. He could look to the time when Jesus comes a second time. And he can say, he shall stand at the latter day upon this earth. In the original Hebrew text, the latter day upon this earth of dust. That brings us back to the mortality of man. Dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return. He's speaking about the dust of death. But he says, my Redeemer is going to stand in the latter day upon the dust of death. I know that my Redeemer liveth, and he will stand on the dust of death. Notice the mortal devastation he refers to. He says, though my skin worms destroy this body. My body, Job says, is tormented. My body is lacerated. My body is oozing out its poison now with these boils of leprosy. But one day a greater and more terrible plight this body shall come through, for the skin worms of death shall devour it, and they'll destroy it altogether. At this moment you can see me, and my body is a horrible thing to look at, but you can still distinguish it as a body. But the skin worms are going to destroy it. They're going to devour it. They're going to eat it. And someday this body will be unrecognizable. Devoured and gone. And just some dark, musty bones remaining. This whole tent in which I've lived is going to be devastated. The tent ropes will be destroyed. The tent pegs will be broken. The tent coverings will decay. The very dust will be but a handful of clay at best, and a dried up little bag of unrecognizable bones. But it doesn't matter, because he comes to this immortal rehabilitation. He says, yet in my flesh. Please look at it. Yet in my flesh. I thought his flesh was going to be destroyed. I thought the skin worms were going to devour it. I thought that he was finished and gone. But I know he has a faith that lifts him from being the breakfast of the skin worms. He has a faith that delivers him in the flesh before God, which puts the hand of omnipotence into the grave, gathers every bit of precious dust, reforms the body, and makes it like Christ's most glorious body, and marries the divorced soul that left it at death together with that body once again. And the night of death will finish in the morning of glorious resurrection. In my flesh, I shall see God. What a man this man Job is. No wonder the Holy Spirit on two occasions of the Old Testament picks him out and names him as the greatest man of prayer. The greatest man of prayer in all the Bible, with two others. What a man. And then you will notice his physical transformation. He says, "Mine eyes shall behold, though my reins be consumed within me." The psychology of the Jew referred to the reins as the faculties of man that guided him, controlled him, motivated him, and directed him. And he says, those reins are going to be consumed. My faculties are going to perish. Every human aspect of energy and strength and health are going to depart, but mine eyes shall behold. Mine eyes shall behold, though my reins be consumed within me. And please notice what he shall behold. He said, I shall see God. I shall see God. Here is celestial revelation. When he says, I shall see for myself. This is not a vision. This is real seeing. And I shall behold and not another. What a revelation Job was looking for. Sitting here in the darkness with all the tumult and pressure on his soul. Yes. But God lifted him and showed him the path of glory and the glorious morning of the resurrection. When Job, you shall see me, and your eyes will behold me, and not another. You will have the face-to-face vision of me as your Redeemer. I know that my Redeemer liveth. That is the only faith that can enable you to live through this world of sin and sinning. That's the only faith that can keep you in the darkness and in the shadow of death. That is the only faith that can preserve you amid the night of the tempest and the darkness of the storm. That is the only faith that can bring you to the Father's house and bring you in to sit upon the very throne of God Himself. There is a depth in this man's message. A depth that has never been plumbed. Its height has never been climbed. Its broadness has never been measured. Nor its width has never been investigated or explored. Do you have that faith? Do you have that faith? The faith of the Son of God who loved you and gave Himself for you. This is the message of the resurrection. This is a message that every one of us should be living in the enjoyment of. Though while here, the cross I'm bearing, meeting storms and billows wild, Jesus, for my soul is caring, not can harm the Father's child. I know that my Redeemer liveth. I know he shall stand on the latter day upon the dust of death for he will conquer all death. And I know, though this body has been destroyed with skin worms, and my reins have been consumed within me, yet in my very flesh I shall see God, and I shall see him and not another. For it will be the same one of whom I have testified. I know that my Redeemer liveth. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? If you haven't that resurrection faith, friend, you have nothing. You have nothing. You're a lost soul. You will perish in everlasting darkness. But if you have this faith, it will bring you safely to the celestial blessing of eternal rest. And with Job, you will have the beatific vision, and you'll see Christ face to face and sing the story, saved by grace. Amen.